And good evening, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, along with Terry Merrill, and that's Keelan Fisher. He's running Studio A today for us at 1333 West Main Street, and this is Coach's Corner. We set up every Thursday, have been. This is our 10th season, setting up at Stroud's Barbecue, where you can come in, feed a family of four for $15.99. That's even affordable for a poor boy like me. Terry, aren't you glad to be at Stroud's on Thursday?
Stormy, Thursday is just, it wouldn't be the same without Stroud's. And finally, Stormy.
Finally,
this weather. We've got a little bit of touch of fall football for a chance. After 6 weeks of blood, sweat, and tears.
Hey, my friend Noah came by, and he was waving at me from the Ark of the Days. He floated down Liberty Hills, and he had a bunch of... I said, you can get rid of them skeeters and ticks and varmints like that, and the rest of them, y'all can stay on the Ark. But they flooded on by, but hey, it's going to be dry tomorrow night for Friday Night Football.
Sunshine tomorrow is a rumor, so
we're going to get the sunscreen out, cut the grass. Matter of fact, no, we're not going to cut the grass. We're going to bale the grass.
Yeah,
it's been over 10 days since I've been in the yard, and my yard of the month right now looks like it needs a major overhauling.
Well, it's probably still going to be pretty wet if you try to do that tomorrow.
No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. And hey, by the way, for all you listeners, I got to warn you in advance, always it's a great show on Thursday nights, but Thursday nights with Coach Chris Hughes of the Fairview Yellow Jackets. And by the way, Terry, as you know, he is the quarterback, not a quarterback, he is the quarterback of the National Flag Football Association Mean Machine.
Yes, Stormy, we're going to have a lot of fun with Chris tonight, and we'll have to get him to explain how all that came down last summer, because I remember we saw him, in August?
Yes.
And they
They played in August.
They were about to go to Pittsburgh for the final,
quarterfinal.
Quarterfinal?
Yep. The only question, I hope he's listening, he's on the way from Fairview, he's bringing a couple of players, Cam Harris-Lusk and also Brock Harris of the Yellow Jackets. My only question, and I'm probably going to get in trouble on this one, and hope he didn't turn around and go back, not how they set it up, but how he got in those tights.
Well, you'll have to address that with him, Stormy. I cannot answer
Chris,
that.
I'm just kidding. I'll take my beating when you get here.
Okay. That's right.
But Johnny Hundley's here tonight, our Franklin fan, and he says, we're going to have a great show tonight. Said that.
And Johnny knows Chris.
He says, we always have a great show when Coach Chris Hughes shows up.
Yep, and Stormy, let's not forget, he's got a pretty good little country football team out there. Number 5 in the state in Class 3A at Fairview. 5-1, had a big win over Greenbrier last week, I believe it was.
And they're taking on Sycamore tomorrow night at Sycamore, so we'll discuss that. But, hey, before we go any further, I always appreciate Steve Stroud and his great crew here at Stroud's. As you know, loaded baked potato is the item of the day for $5.99. You can feed a family of four for $15.99. And, Terry, if you want to feed, you want to cater as little as 10 and as many as 5,000, Stroud's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Little as 10, as many as 5,000. The number is 595-0200. That's 595-0200. Ask for Marshall and his crew. They will take great, great care of you.
Do a great job.
Before we go any further, let's give recognition where recognition is due. Brentwood's Acevia, Andrea Acevia, Acevita, I'll get it pronounced her, Andrea Acevita, and she plays for the Brentwood Bruins, and she's on their volleyball team. And also, Jonah Albert of the John Mayer Fielder Scholar Athlete, the first one of 2018. Let's talk about Andrea first of all. Father Campbell just talks about her. She calls her the fixer. She says she's a multiple all-district, all-region winner for the last couple of years. Last year, she capped off as an all-state honor on the volleyball team, and she also made it on the TSSAA individual all-academic team, Terry. She got a 4.639 GPA. She's in the top 10% at Brentwood. She's a member of the National Honor Society, the National Arts Council also. She's a member at Thompson Station Church, and she's done a lot of active work in homeless shelters. She's gone on mission trips to the Philippines with her youth group. She works with other church charities and medical missions. The best thing Coach Campbell says about her, she is relentless and consistent. And if that's coming from Coach Barbara Campbell, that's quite a high honor.
Yep.
So congratulations to Andrea Acevita. Last but not least, Jonah Albert. I love how they call him. Coach Donnie Webb calls him our Renaissance man. He's a wrestler, football player, rugby player, and plays the cello.
That's a well-rounded individual.
What a multifaceted young man. Coach Webb says he's a man of integrity. He's a multi-talented individual. He qualified for the state wrestling. He plays on the Franklin football team. And by the way, we got that game tomorrow night. He's also on the school's rugby squad. And not to mention, he is a highly accomplished cello player. Now, the cello is a very difficult instrument to play. My daughter and my son tried to play it. Once I said tried, he has a 4.237 GPA. And Terry, some of the things that he's done, he's worked at the Pumpkin Patch, Habitat for Humanity, Room in the Inn, the Appalachian Service Project. And they said this kid is a selfless leader by example. He said you never, ever, ever, ever have to ask him twice, no matter the circumstances. He's a very talented and hardworking young man. Andrea and Jonah, congratulations on the John Mayer Builder Scholar Athletes of 2018, the very first two.
Well said, Stormer. Two outstanding young people, two of many here in Williamson County Schools. And if you make John Mayer's, Athlete of the Month? Is that what it's called, John?
Yep.
Then you are an elite company, because all these kids that we've had the privilege to mention over the years have outstanding records. And you always notice on these, they have community service as part of that resume as well. Right?
Yes, they do. Well, also, we want to mention Player of the Week. Oh, I'm being attacked by Coach Hughes. I was hoping he was listening. Attaboy. Coach Hughes and crew have showed up from Fairview. What a good-looking bunch coming in. And we got a repeat foul, young man, Mr. Cam Harris-Lusk. Will come here in a minute. But, hey, Terry, what about Matt Gocka, Player of the Week, Gateway Player of the Week?
Matt Gocka has been the workhorse stormer for the Franklin offense all year long. And last Friday night, they grinded out a 24-7 win over Hendersonville. That was a huge win. And Matt Gocka had 29 carries for 135 yards and one touchdown. And if you do the numbers on that, that's a 5 yard per carry average. And I think they used him out of the pistol a little bit too as a quarterback. So Donnie Webb is utilizing that young man. He is a tough kid, and he knows how to run the football. So we congratulate him, Gateway Tire Player of the Week.
Well, we're going to see him play tomorrow night as the Centennial Cougars went over to Riverdale in the Kreisky Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And young Matt beat young Will. Which one's the older of the two?
Well, they're identical twins, I would imagine.
Well, but there's 18, 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Well, all I know is Mr. Kreisky from right here in Centennial took on his brother, and Mr. Crouch hits a 25-yard field goal with 1 second left, and the Cougars bring back a nice victory, 37-34. And, hey, hats off to the Franklin Rebels. Big win. Big win, 24-7 over the Hendersonville Commandos. Anytime you hold Hendersonville to 7 points, wow. Donnie D. defense stepped up to the plate.
Stormy, not only did they hold Hendersonville to 7 points, they held them. Franklin's defense held Hendersonville to 105 yards of total offense, period.
How does that happen?
Well, they run the wing T, as everybody knows. And Hendersonville doesn't really throw the ball that much, as we know. They had 5 yards passing. And so the bottom line is, if you can stop Hendersonville's running game, you've got a chance. And I think Donnie Webb had his team prepared, and obviously the results. And the other thing the good thing about Franklin's offense in that game, they did not turn the ball over. And, you know, we sat here last week, they turned it over 4 times a week ago, if you remember, and they lost. So, but with that said, it sets up a big-time showdown tomorrow night, and you'll be doing that game, Franklin and Centennial. The Battle of Franklin, and we'll talk about that later, I guess, in our high school segment, Stormy. But the bottom line is, for Franklin, they have to. It is a must-win game for them if they want to make the playoffs. It's as simple as that. They're 0-3 in the region. Centennial, on the other hand, is 2-1 in the region. So if they were to lose, they'd still have a shot. But it's going to get a little interesting, because you've got – well, we don't want to do that now.
He's doing the right thing. He's smart. He went and he places his order.
He's going to
let him eat, because he's going to get his food before he has to put up with me. Because I'm already in the hot seat. I'm in so much.
He needs a little strength to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he needs strength to deal with me, though.
But back to our conversation, we could assume pretty well that Ravenwood and Brentwood are going to be in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Now, the fun comes in. You've got Independence, you've got Centennial, and you've got Franklin. But of those three, only two will go as the other two teams, because, as we know, four teams go to the playoffs out of the region, right?
That's true.
So, if Franklin beats 6 Centennial tomorrow night. They're 1-3 in the region. Centennial would fall to 2-2. And keep in mind, having said that, Centennial plays Brentwood the last game of the season.
This is true.
Okay, Independence has got to play Ravenwood and Brentwood yet. Brentwood tomorrow night, of course. And the Eagles are actually, let's see, Independence at Brentwood. The Eagles are 1-1. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I bet.
ADAC took over. Cam Harris Lush just showed up with a plate full of fries.
Well, I thought I was boring you, but I see you're looking at those fries.
No, I'm looking at the fries.
And he's smiling. The fun would come in, though, and it could happen that Franklin and Independence and Centennial could all end up 2-3 in Region 6 success.
That's true.
If that happens, you got to go with a tiebreaker. If you only have two teams that are tied, then you've got
head to head.
But.
Look, it goes 3D.
Well, as Donnie Webb explained it to me, I think they look at the total record for one thing.
Oh, okay.
There are a series of tiebreakers. But the problem is, well, it's not a problem, you really won't know till the last game of regular season, because that's when Centennial plays Brentwood.
That's true.
And that would determine Centennial's fate, probably. So, needless to say, Donnie Webb's team tomorrow night has to win.
Playoff atmosphere every night, every game of the week, and we're stealing someone else's motto. Every game matters.
Every game does matter.
I don't know who says who said that anyway.
Every game matters.
Yeah.
That's a commercial.
Yeah, that's NBA or something. I don't know.
NBA, NFL, I don't know. But there you go. So it was Franklin 24-7 over Hendersonville. Franklin Centennial tomorrow night. And a big night for the Franklin offense. Tony, you want to talk about Ravenwood real quick?
Please do.
Ravenwood 35-14 over our good friend Brian Rector. Really wasn't that close. And if you look at the numbers, Ravenwood 476 yards. Of total offense.
I think they were in a bad mood.
I think they were. They caught him at the wrong time. Brian Garcia, 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Tony Rice, 104 yards rushing.
How did he not get player of the week?
He's already got it.
Oh, you mean he can't get it twice?
No. We have to spread it around. We got 8 teams in this county.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah. Gateway Tire does not play any favors.
It's socialism.
No, it's democracy.
Now, democracy would be the win. Never mind.
So, Ravenwood, they should do all right tomorrow night's coming. They got Dixon County, and the Raptors 5-1 and 2-1 in the region. So, I think. Matt Daniels' team is really playing well right now, and
they played well against Brentwood. Brentwood had one of those ball games where they came out.
That's
and
right.
Played 3 of the best quarters I've ever seen.
And going back to Franklin real quick though, if you think about it, Franklin lost their 2 games to Brentwood and Ravenwood by a total of 7 points.
I know.
They could just as easily right now be 3-0 in the region.
I know.
Well. Or at least 2-1, because they did lose to Independence 2 weeks ago, two weeks ago.
Independence caught fire.
They did.
And they're back. Ethan Cash is the quarterback, transfer from Summit.
Uh-huh.
His shoulder is okay. They still got Nathan Cisco. I mean, not a bad 1-2 punch.
Not bad at all.
And the best and the fastest receiver in mid Tennessee is T.J. Sheffield. He may be the fastest in the state.
Oh, he may be.
He's
speaking of him, of course, they had an open date last week, so they got 2 weeks to prepare for Brentwood, and we'll see what Scott DeLay pulls off. But speaking of Brentwood, 27-19 over stubborn Nolensville Spartans last night.
Somebody sat in this chair on this microphone last week and said, you better watch nighttime. Better watch them.
Did I say that?
No, I did.
I thought I did.
No, I said, you better watch them. I said, don't be surprised.
Well,
this is a trap game. I said, it's a trap game for Brentwood. They're coming off that emotional scenario, beating Ravenwood, and then they're going to Nolensville and playing the little kid brother, you know, that first year seniors, and then, you know, they've got Independence coming up. So it's one of those, do we look ahead? You better not. Paul Derrick's got the Knights over playing at a great pace. Well, they've got Tullahoma, who's 5-0 tomorrow night.
Tullahoma's 2-0 in the region.
2-0, 5-0 overall.
That's 5-1 overall, but that's a 3-way tie there.
Yep.
Nolensville, Tullahoma, and Maplewood.
And I picked the Knights, if anybody's quick.
Well, it's the first game in their Amen Corner. Tullahoma, a very good football team, and but he has got a good football team at Nolensville, there's no doubt. And although they got beat by Brentwood, I don't think many people were expecting them to win that game, but they kept it close and they kept grinding. Show me a game you did last week, Page and Summit, 31-7, Patriots win.
Michael Burdick was in fuego.
Yeah.
Simon Simmons was in fuego.
And don't forget Cade Walker.
Cade Walker just absolutely lit it up.
Tommy, I'll tell you, you look back on games and you... you know, you can say maybe the biggest play of the game, this, that, and the other. But tell me this: you were there, I wasn't. It sounded to me like Summit Grove scored and made it 14-7 with about a minute and a half to go in the half. They kick off. Here comes Burdick, 85 yards to take the air out of Summit, 21-7 at halftime.
I hate to say you put the nail in the coffin that early, but Summit very crisply, they had found a way to stop Cade Walker's passing. Matter of fact, Page had punted three possessions in a row, and Summit drove down very smartly, very nicely, and made it with one possession. And then the next thing you know, they kicked it away from Burdick. They kicked it to another player. He handed it off to Burdick, and he took five steps. And Marcus Stone, my great color commentator, his exact words were, "He's gone."
Mm-hmm.
And I'd let it play out. But he made a move, and he had one guy to beat, and that was the kicker. And I had that kicker, and I had about the same amount of chance of tackling him.
Wasn't going to happen.
He only thing that kicker missed was having a red cape as a matador, because all he said was "Ole." And Burdick went 85 yards untouched.
Yep, yep.
And talking about sucking the life out of a stadium, especially on the Summit side of the field, you could see their shoulders deflated as they went into halftime.
Yeah.
It was over.
Michael Burdick, outstanding stormer. That kickoff return, he caught six passes for 95 yards and a touchdown, and he is just a do-it-all. And here again, Page got outgained in total offense, 346 to 267. Goes to show you.
Not surprised.
But Patriots are at Lincoln County tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, let's go back. Page 5-1, 2-0. They're undefeated. They're one of two undefeated teams in the region in 5-5A. And you remember who's at Lincoln County now as the head coach, who's kind of
Tim Johnson.
So I'm saying Charles Rathbone does not need to go down there in the pit and take that game lightly.
I agree. Well, don't bring up Page in front of the Fairview players. I think they got tongue week one. Oh, they turn around. I made them mad.
Well, that's a long time ago. I'm sure they moved.
They've forgiven me for that one. They're going to eat the banana pudding here in a minute.
But Stormy, now here's Summit. All of a sudden, they are, let's see. I forgot to put their, okay. Summit is 3-3 overall. They're 2-1 in the region. And guess who they've got tomorrow night? They've got a good Franklin County team coming in here. It's 4-2 and 2-1 in the region. Summit really needs to win this game because they've got Shelbyville next week.
They sure do.
And
the kid for Shelbyville is almost as good a quarterback as Coach Chris Hughes of the Mean Machine.
Right.
That Trammell kid's almost, I'm buttering up before he gets back here.
That's right. So Brian Coleman has got to get his team ready because I'm not saying they're going to miss the playoffs, but they don't want to finish third or fourth in the region.
Well, they made it to the quarterfinals last year.
And you don't want to have to go on the road to open up in the playoffs. Is Summit as good as they were last year?
No, not there. Unfortunately, they've had several injuries, and the roster has changed. There's been several players for some reason that decided to pursue other interests. I think that's a nice way of saying it.
All right. We'll be diplomatic about it.
Yeah, I'll be diplomatic and say that. They're playing a freshman at quarterback, his twin brother at tailback, along with George Odomeglu.
Mm-hmm.
They are young. Mm-hmm. They got freshmen, sophomores, literally across the line, and Coach Coleman's doing a great job with who he's got.
He's playing a freshman quarterback, as you said.
Yeah,
right?
Destin Wade.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got a brother, twin brother, I believe it's on the team.
Yes.
Yep.
Keaton Wade.
Yep.
And Keaton's a really good running back. Of course, you're not going to get as much time as you do with when we got George the Prince Odomeglu back there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have Summit in, let's see, what do you do to do? Not the 5th, but the 12th. We're going to have them on the 12th. At Centennial, as they take on the Cougars from home of the Cougars.
That'll be an interesting county game.
Should be a good game. Last year, Centennial went down there and won. Matter of fact, Trey Stewart scored on a 19-yard run with about 59 seconds left.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Brian Coleman is telling his team they can't look ahead. Franklin County's 4-2. That beat Giles County last week, 38-30. So that's a pretty good football team coming here tomorrow night.
Coach Hughes, as he come in tonight, I'll tell you what, I'm going to – other coaches don't bring a swag. Coach Hughes shows up with swag extraordinaire. He wears hats. I don't want to mess my hair up. You know, this hair, you don't want to –
We're going to take a break before we have Coach Hughes.
We are.
Wow.
We're gonna take a break. And man, I gotta tell you what, we're looking strong here.
Tommy, I gotta tell you, of all the coaches in the county, we love them all. Coach Chris Hughes is the only one that has ever given us a T-shirt. You got the shirt on that I meant to wear tonight.
I see. Here he is bringing another one. I came ripped one ready to go. Well, let's do this. Let's let Coach Hughes. He hadn't eaten yet. He said, let's do this. Let's take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back. And we'll have the quarterback of the Mean Machine, Coach Chris Hughes of the Fairview Yellow Jackets. This is sports on AM950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pua Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, cooling systems, tire service. And they service foreign and domestic. The ASC certified techs at Pua Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pua Brothers Tune and Tire Service at 112 Alpha Drive, locally owned and operated since 1949.
Flag World has the largest inventory of flags, flag poles, and flag-related merchandise in Middle Tennessee. Hello, I'm Craig Eilerman, owner and operator of Flag World. We are a family-owned business and have been serving Middle Tennessee for over 15 years. We offer a full range of flags and flag-related products, including state, military, historical, outdoor, decorative designs, as well as indoor and outdoor flagpoles. Our U.S. military and state flags are proudly made in the United States. While at Flag World, please check out our military pin and patch collection that we have carried for many years. We are conveniently located at 401 Cool Springs Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of Interstate 65. You can reach us at 615-778-9791 or visit our website at flagworldamerica.com.
And we're back at Coach's Corner. We're already, it's raucous in here tonight. We got a big crowd at Stroud's. We're enjoying the barbecue, a lot of fun, food, and fellowship. And Terry Merrill has got on a new Yellow Jacket hat. I've got a new Fairview Yellow Jacket Fear the Sting T-shirt. I'm going to wear it with pride. Now, Coach, I got on the ones you brought us a couple of years back. And what year was this? And you said
that's vintage. That was before that one came out. The school was developed that year, I think. You've been here a while, Stormy.
Now, this is our 10th year, to be exact. But I think you said I had this T-shirt before Cam Harris Lusk was even born. Is that what you said?
I think he was in sixth grade when I gave you that shirt. He's a senior now. So.
Wow. What does that tell you?
And Stormy, not only that, is Chris's son, youngest son, he just brought with him here. You remember when he was a baby and he came in here with Chris and your wife? He was brand new that night.
Brand spanking new.
He said he ain't been here before. I said, you have. You just don't remember.
Well, he's back there enjoying some great Stroud's barbecue. Got a good crowd here tonight. Chris, thanks for making the drive over.
Oh, no problem at all. Got to listen to you talk bad about me on the way.
I was setting the table. You know I was setting the table.
They did give me a medium shirt, and I'm do not wear medium. So,
is that what that was? Was that the problem?
It was.
It wasn't the shirt I was talking about.
One of my buddies called me, and he said I should sue Nike for giving me a little girl shirt to wear in a flag football game on TV. So.
Well, tell us about that. A lot of people still not aware of that national football.
Flag Football League, the AFFL, has started this last year, and we've been playing competitive flag football, me and a lot of guys. Actually, I probably play with a lot of Franklin players, Brentwood players. Matt Davenport played on my team. Ryan Nichols, an old Franklin player who was real good, played on my team. We've been traveling around all over the country playing flag for 30 years, and this is the first time the NFL got involved, and they took the top teams in the nation and put a tournament together, 128 teams, and we made it to the final eight.
How good is that?
That was really good because I was the oldest and most out of shape, and it made a good story. So, but the guys playing with me all played at MTSU, TSU. They were all really good athletes and big-time players. So I was the only one who looked like that. We had speed everywhere.
I watched the ball game, and I watched. Yeah. Matter of fact, I watched the semifinals and the finals.
Good.
I mean, you kind of get addicted to it.
Yes, and fighting cancer. Hoosh is a good friend of mine, the quarterback for them. They have a real good team. We've yet to beat them. We play them in some tournaments, but we can't get past them. But we play some good competition everywhere we go. We went to North Carolina. We're going to North Carolina in December. We went to Indiana. We've been to Dallas. We've been all over. We go to Atlanta and play a lot.
That is so. Well, I'm so proud. I tell you what, I know there was watch parties literally all over Middle Tennessee.
My buddy said everybody got to see you fall on your face on national TV. So
you didn't fall on your face. You went down fighting. You played hard. It was that other team had their middle name was Speed.
Yeah, we were better than they were. I just threw those four picks in the end zone, and you got that red zone offense needs some work. If I wasn't here, you'd be looking at that going, well, a quarterback threw a lot of interceptions. That's why they lost. You know, we always say if you take care of the ball, don't have penalties, you win. And I had done that. I had one interception in four games and had four in one game.
Well,
did any of your players bring that to your attention?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that game was for $15,000. So every player brought it to my attention. In fact, some of those guys that played with me were counting on that for their meals the next week. So they were more upset than I was. I had a job to go home to, and I got these great kids like Cam and Brock. I get to coach. So I'm planning to have a good time, but those guys are real competitive. And now the pros that are involved, which the amateurs beat the pros, but they're going to increase the pros. The guy that owns the league has flew down and met with me twice since then. They're having a big regional tournament here at the Titan Stadium. So it's gonna just look next summer. It's coming back, and Deion Sanders is getting his own team in. So, yeah.
Well, and we're not trying to write you off as quarterback, because I know you still want to continue to play. But how do you see this playing out in the future? Maybe you as you as a promo or promotional director or marketing?
I think if you're perfect, if I can keep winning, I can keep playing. Once I start losing, and Johnny said I don't have many years left, he's just going to let me know. He's right. And when I get to that point, my wife and them and all, they were talking to me about maybe doing some commentating and doing the games with NFL Network.
Where I saw that. I thought, man, could you imagine, first of all, your banter, your insight,
right,
and your personality is plus. I mean, this
probably get somebody fired for me. It's probably what I'll do, but I'll tell it like it is.
I was going to say, you wouldn't be the first one to have something like that, because I've been known to say something.
Well, now, was it Tony Siragusa? I can never pronounce his name from Fox. He works for Fox, I believe, right?
And Goosa.
Siragusa. The Goose. Saw that interview that he did with you, and, man, you were smooth, and I also kind of chuckled when you paid that compliment to your offense, to your center.
He's from Franklin, Tim Campbell. He graduated from Franklin High School, played basketball there, and he's the only person on the team bigger than me. Now, when we go to the tournament, he can block for me. This tournament, he couldn't, but he just snapped the ball. And when I did that, I was just making light, having fun. And Goose just loved it. He said that, he fell in love with it. He asked me to go have some chicken wings with him. Like, he wanted to hang out. Like, and I was like, you know, this Hall of Fame guy who's even talking to me. Like, it was really cool. The other cool thing that happened, I had 1.6 million views on a site called Checkdown, which went viral.
Wow.
It was a highlight video. And they tweeted out to Tom Brady that to move over, there's a new GOAT. And Tom Brady actually responded.
Really?
He put a scratching emoji face, a piece of pizza, an ice cream cone, and a thumbs up. So I guess that told me off. But at least he tweeted back to it.
You know, that shows that means it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, how does that translate to coaching those young men sitting over there that I know they think the world of you?
I actually just told Brock this week. Like, we throw a route called California, which is a comeback route. And I use it all the time in the flag game because we go deep so much.
Right.
When you put the brakes on, once the guy turns his hips, you put the brakes on. The quarterback sees your head drop. He throws to your back shoulder. Well, I've been working that. Brock's getting better and better. But Brock hit it at practice here, and I said, son, one day you're going to be a great flag football quarterback. You remember saying that, bro? I just told him that like 2 days ago.
That's good.
Well, I'm sure you would admit, playing quarterback in the flag football, is what I'm trying to say, that a receiver can make you look good as a quarterback.
Oh, receivers make you look real good. Plus, they can't rush in there and knock you on your back. I really like that part more. Because I got 4 seconds to throw. And if you give me 4 seconds, you know, we can find somebody else. A lot of times, if Brock has 4 seconds, Cam's going to be running wide open downfield.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody cover him for 4 seconds.
Most, not two. So it makes it real good for Brock to get that ball out of his hand.
That's good.
So now, is your team, is that team going to stay intact for next season?
We're making a few changes here and there. And, you know, it's weird because it's like recruiting now. You know, we've got people are calling me to play, and then I'm having to tell people that we're playing we're not going to use you, though. So some people are mad at me, some people not. And the league is wanting me to pick up people, like the guy that owns it has talked to me about picking up some ex-pros. One of the guys that plays with me was roommates with Dominic Rogers Cromartie at TSU.
Wow.
And he was supposed to play with us this year, but they're trying to work that out where he is playing next year. They want a name to go with us, that NFL name. And who knows? I asked Kevin Dyson to play. He turned me down. He's a good friend of mine. I asked I had a connection to the Titans. Who was the kick returner?
Mariano.
To play, he turned me down.
I asked
every pro player I could think of to play, and I didn't get anybody. And then we still made it to the final eight. But they wanted you to have one of those guys' name. I have a guy named Gerotis Williams who played for the Vikings. He married a girl from BGA, and he lives out here, and he's a really good player. So he had an NFL pedigree.
Well, check with Chris Sanders.
Well, we talked to him too because I know Avery.
He was 4.13840 in his time.
And I'm playing in a league right now in Murfreesboro on Saturdays. Kelly Holcomb's got a team in. Then we play against Kelly Holcomb.
He just got his doctor, you know, and he likes walking in that knee.
His knees won't let him. And I said, just run hitch routes. Just don't go deep. Just run hitch routes.
He wants me to give him golf lessons. Let's stick to something we can make him really better at.
He's a good dude, but I wish he'd have played with
him. I do too. I can't tell you how much fun we had watching that. I know that was, and you were made for this.
We made $25,000 playing a game that I pay a lot of money to play over the last 30 years.
So almost
to be able to do that for free, and they flew me to Pittsburgh. It was my 5 minutes of fame, I said, and I never thought that flag football was something I would be famous for. So, but in our little circle, the competition in Nashville, there's two or three leagues, really good competition.
Where do y'all play? This is something that maybe...
Rose Park, which is the turf fields over at Belmont.
Okay.
We play there. We play in West Park. We play in Nashville at Metro Center. We play at Douglas Park. They play in Murfreesboro. They play in Henderson. There's leagues all over.
When do they start back?
All the time. We play them now. The AFFL is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It'll start next summer. It's going to be a summer thing that they do every year, a big tournament, and it's just going to grow and grow.
Oh, this is something we could come watch?
Oh, yeah, you can come watch it.
Well,
the winner gets $1 million. So you got to think. I mean, those guys that won $1 million, I talk to those guys all the time. They got $83,000 apiece after taxes and everything clear. That's a lot of money. It took me 2 years to make that.
That's
money.
Not a bad day's work.
Stormy was a pulling guard in high school. You need one of those?
No, actually.
Stormy would be a great fan at the game.
I was loud in both. That's right. I'm loud, and I could be heard above the noise.
But if somebody just yawns, we've got Chris Hughes here. His day job is actually coaching the Fairview Yellow Jackets over Fairview High School. Should we move on, Stormy?
I had that cheap shot coming, and it was not a cheap shot in my head.
Oh, Chris, 5-1 now, 2-0 in the region. A big win last week over Greenbrier. Overall, a big game, 49-10. Your team, you thought they played well last week?
We did. We came out slow again. We started slow a lot of games. I think our defense kind of figures out the offense. It seems like they always score first. You know, I tell everybody, we're winning 49-10 and we're playing from behind. So we play at 7-0 every game, and then the offense goes out. And every time, they're so calm about it. Like, there's no panic. Like, we're going to score two. Like, if they score fit, like Waverly, it was back and forth.
49-42.
Yeah. And last year, they beat us 50-49.
Who gets the concession on the light bulbs at school board? That's my goal in life, to have that job.
It is. And they have a great team. And Gavin actually played Gavin Stanfield, who was Mr. Football for Waverly last year. He actually played junior pro with Cam and Brock on the same team, all three of them.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That is. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, speaking of Brock, he had a good week, 11 of 13, 188 yards and 4 touchdowns. And when I saw you back in the summer, and of course we're going to talk to Brock here in a minute, but it's an interesting story. He played for you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and then he went to Hickman County last year. And, of course, obviously he's doing a great job for you at Fairview. Tell us about how all that came down.
Brock's career has been crazy. Brock started as a freshman at Nashville Christian and then went back to Hickman. He was at East. He went to Hickman County, then back to Fairview, back. His family's been all over, but Brock played for me at Hickman as a sophomore, learning the system, doing everything. And Cam was my starter. And then as left, you know, Cam is so dynamic. I really feel like Cam has tried to talk me out of playing quarterback every year.
Yep.
Because he said, you know, he's our best receiver, our best runner, and he can't get all those. If he's distributing the ball, he's not getting the ball. And we use him to run a lot of that. So when Brock came back this year, Brock got back before before school was out, so we had spring with Brock, and he started learning everything. But he already knew because he had already been here. So it really helped him with that learning curve. And Brock's dad is a real good friend of mine who went to Fairview High School. He's a Yellow Jacket. He coached with me. He actually started with me at Fairview Middle School 22 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he went and took the head job at East Middle and made them really relevant in our little league there. And now he went to Vermont with a high school coach. So they've been all over. Actually, I think Brock played in Vermont too. So, yeah, he played a year
in Vermont. Well, I was going to ask if they either owned a movie company or a real estate firm with all the moves.
Maybe they
should be.
They own a daycare.
Well,
you can use Cam a lot of different ways now with that move, and no doubt, even in the passing game or in the running game or as a receiver, whatever.
Yeah, we move him around a lot. He's a tough matchup, but if you don't got the right guy covering him, what we found the last few games is there's one guy covering him, one guy standing back there covering him after he gets by that guy, which really opened things up because last week Blake Russell had three touchdowns because they're double covering Cam. So Brock's doing a good job of distributing the ball to who is open. And Brock also had a rushing touchdown, so he had a really good game last week.
Now, every year, Stormy and I, we talk about Fairview in the preseason, and you graduate, seems like every year, a really good running back. And we say, well, who's going to be the running back this year? You had Darius James last year, all everything, and here comes a sophomore. Logan Nardozzi, he's had 100 yards every week, I think, except last week had 88, a sophomore. How do you keep coming up with these good running backs? And tell us a little bit about him since he's sort of new on the scene here.
I'll tell you how I'm blessed. We got a lot of good kids in Fairview, and these kids have played together. Logan's older brother, Brendan, was on my team last year, and Logan was a freshman, and we kept watching him and we're saying, man, he may be ready next year. He has speed, and he is a tough kid. Well, you add those two together, all we got to do is put about 20 more pounds on him, he's going to be just like Darius James. He already is getting vision, but he is a special athlete. And for him to just be a sophomore, you know, I always have my quarterback, sophomore, junior, senior, which helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. Having a running back for 3 years, it's going to be a really good 3 years for Logan Nardozzi.
Do this for our listeners. You said he's getting vision. Now, I know what you're talking about. Terry knows, but explain that to some of our grandparents or aunts and uncles out there listening. What's your meaning when he's doing
this? When he hits the hole or presses the line, it's up to him to find that little gap to shoot between. And some running backs will run right into the back of their lineman, or they'll run right into the defender that's not blocked, or they'll do something like that. A guy with good vision is going to read the block and make a quick cut and then get upfield. Logan has the best jump cut. It's real close to Darius as a sophomore. And
really?
I asked him the other day at practice, I said, who taught you that? I didn't teach you that jump cut. He goes, no, I watched it on YouTube. So, you know, I said, well, keep watching YouTube because that's really good stuff. And but
really?
This last few games, our line, our offensive line is senior heavy, and we're big, and we're physical, and they've really helped Logan as a sophomore. And I told Logan, I said, next year, a lot of these yards you're going to have to get without them. Like right now, they're helping you next year, but his vision to where he sees the block, makes the cut, and gets up there.
Tell us about your offensive line. I remember at the media day at Centennial back in July, I think you said they averaged 280, 285.
There's huge. Hiller Gray's our center. He's where it starts, and he's about 270. And then Jackson Clevenger, who was the heavyweight wrestling state champion last year.
He's a beast.
He's huge.
He's a beast.
He bench presses cows for a living, so he's a big farm boy, and he's
strong.
He's always trying to sell me meat. Y'all ever need to buy some meat? Jackson Clevenger's your guy.
Okay, so, I'm gonna call you. He's a good thing.
He raises cows and shows them and everything.
Really?
Yes, and I'm on him all the time. He misses at least three practices in the summer for the cow shows, and I was like, I better get some free steaks or something. I'm making you run when you come back. But anyway, he's real big. Then I've got DeCarlos, Moore Miller, Nate Jackson, Connor Lindsay, who's a junior, but these guys have been really playing together, and Jackson's got them gelling. They're making the calls at the line based on how the defense lines up, because normally what people do to us is we're everybody's big game in our classification.
Right.
So they'll may show a 30 front, and all of a sudden in the game they're in a 40 front, or they may show a 40 front and they're in a 50 front. So Hiller makes the call on the blocking scheme for whatever play we're running. So.
Now Hiller, Chris, if I've got my information right, a regional lineman of the year last week in your region, and it's nice to have an offensive lineman back that's got that kind of reputation, and you know what he's going to do for it.
We do, and we're using him on defense now. It's getting that time of year. He's playing DN. He is a beast out there. He plays with a bad intent. He is one of the nicest kids off the field and one of the meanest on the field. And And Jackson's got all our kids playing like that. They're real close, you know, when that whistle blows of keeping going. And I'm always on them about it because I don't want that penalty. But I love the way we're playing with edge right now because that's what it's going to take in the playoffs when you play those real good teams.
How does that develop? That doesn't just happen because there's always, we've seen the notoriously big lineman that, you know, he's 6'5", 280, and he couldn't hurt a flea.
I have a lot of those too, but I'll tell you, Coach Jackson will turn somebody. I'll have a freshman come in, and I'll see him, and he'll be crying at practice. And I'll say, that kid ain't never going to play for me, you know. And coaches can tell you they don't say that stuff, but they do. And
I heard it a lot.
Yeah, they're all going to say, well, we love them all. We're doing it, but that's not the way it is. But anyway, I love them all, but they ain't going to play. So the Coach Jackson's over there, this big old line coach, I've got a 6'7". I mean, played at UT Martin, and he said, I'm going to make that kid off. Mackenzie Vial was the first one he did that to. Mackenzie came in as a freshman, and I said, he's never going to play. Senior year, he was just whooping people and making them like it. And there's something about how he works with his linemen and toughens them up. And over the years, they light bulb cuts on and they're like, I can dish this out instead of take it. And they figure it out and they start doing that.
That'd be nice. All I did was ever take it.
Yeah, well, after a while, you had all you can take.
That's when I do. That's when I went to the golf course.
Right. What
the heck was
that? See you later. Chris, you told us last summer, correct me if I'm wrong, is this your biggest offensive line you've had overall?
By far, Terry. This is usually I'm playing with a 175-pound guard. Our guards this year are 260 and 275. I mean, they're huge, and we're pulling them. Like, they can move for big guys, you know. I've never seen fat kids that can run like mine can. I mean, I love them. I'm going to tell you, they are good. And that's the reason I didn't bring them tonight, Terry, because my line would have ate Strouds out of business tonight. Wouldn't have can. Look.
Well, when I said bring two, I'm glad you brought those two.
I found the two skinniest ones I could find to help Strouds out.
Oh, we're having a ball here.
His exact quote was, I've never seen fat boys that can run this fast. I like that.
That's right. We got that down. Chris Hughes with us tonight, Fairview Yellow Jackets. And Chris, talking about big games tomorrow night, if you look at the standings, here's Sycamore and Fairview tied at 2-0. And you look at Sycamore's record, 3-3, you say, but they lost to Montgomery Central, who just happens to be in the top 10 in 4A. They lost to Davidson County, who is number one in the state in Division II single A. And then White House, I believe, who's only lost one game. So tell us about Sycamore, and this looks like a pretty good football team.
It's going to be. It's a big physical team. They feel real confident, you know, going in. We got to play at their place. And they know we're both 2-0 in the region. Whoever wins this game is in the driver's seat. So it is huge implications. They're going to be fired up. I told our guys, I said, we're going to get their best shot. And we've watched those games. They'll look like gangbusters against the people, but then, you know, the teams that they've been beat by are really good football teams. So I try to tell my guys, put that in perspective. You don't look past those people because we had, I think our guys looked at Camden and they thought, well, Waverly beat them pretty good and we beat Waverly. Well, that didn't matter. Camden came down and played their A game against us and had us right down to the wire, had a chance to win. So I told them, I said, look, we're going to get their best shot, and we're just going to go in there and do what we do, and hopefully we play better than they do and come out with a win.
How do you prepare do you prepare differently for a game like this, a regional cup that you know that means this much?
You know, with my kids, they're smart. They already know how important it is, but we have a coach every week that gets them fired up, and we've got a new coach this year, Joey Jackson, who played at Sycamore, coached in Cheatham County. He's been all over, and this is his week to kind of get the guys fired up. He has been on three different coaching staffs and coached for over 8 years, and he's never won at Sycamore. But he played there. So this week he's been telling our guys, I want to win at Sycamore. And I think the guys are fired up to get him. I said, well, you're at the right place because our guys are going in intended to win that game.
Do you think they bought in?
They want to win no matter what.
Yeah, so, that's true. Well, you know what? By the way, we've got to get him on here just a minute. Brock Harris from Cam Harris Lusk. This is Cam's fourth visit. You realize, Terry, we've never had in our 10 years, we've never had any player come back forward 4 years in a row.
Ever. You sure it wasn't Christian? Was it Cam all 4 years? He had a brother now.
I don't remember that. No, you brought them both.
I think both of them came.
You brought them both.
Yeah, they're good.
You brought them both. Johnny's my validation man over there, and he said yes.
I will tell you that Cam is one of the most special and gifted athletes that we've ever had in Fairview. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me because I don't know what I'm going to do next year without any Harris Lusk on the team. So it'll be a little bit different for me.
It's going to be different. Terry, let's do this. We need to take a quick break. Keelan Fisher's on the board. Keelan, let's go in and take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back, finish up the segment. We got players from Fairview. Coach Chris Hughes is mouthwater, and he's wondering why he hadn't had his Strouds barbecue yet. But let's take 2 minutes. This is Coach's Corner on AM 950.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell with the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge, an energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell. We're back at Stroud's Barbecue. We're having some great fun, food, and fellowship as we always do every Thursday at Stroud's on Coach's Corner. Terry Merrill and I are hosting tonight. We got the Yellow Jacket from Fairview. Terry, we got two quarterbacks sitting here. Now, how does that work? One was the former quarterback, one's a starting quarterback, and we're going to have some fun with them.
That means you got a lot of depth for one thing.
That's a lot of speed, a lot of depth. Now, Cam, the first question to you is, do you come back to the huddle when the ball is underthrown or overthrown and say, hey, Brock, I could have made that throw?
No, sir, because I've been there, so I kind of know how it is when receivers come up to me when I was quarterback. So.
Oh, so you're that's good. I expected a different answer, but that's fine.
Well, Cam, you moved to wide receiver this year, I guess, or running back or whatever. You're not playing quarterback again. Do you like what you're doing now better than playing quarterback?
Yes, sir, I love it a lot. Just because I get to have the ball, touch it, catch, and run it the whole. No, I just love being out there.
Who in the region can cover you one-on-one?
Nobody.
I like that. I knew that answer was coming. I like that.
Brock Harris is a quarterback for Fairview this year. And, Brock, you had an interesting we asked Coach about it a moment ago. Last year you were at Hickman County, but you were at Fairview 2 years ago. Tell us about that transition, and I would assume you're glad to be back at Fairview.
My sophomore year, the situation, it wasn't right for me right then, so I moved to Hickman and had an opportunity to start there, and I played. I had all right year. I threw for a little over 1,000, I think. And after that, I decided to move back to Fairview. And when I came back, Cam was in homeschool for a little bit. And then he came back, and I was the quarterback at the time. And we decided to move him to receiver. So, I mean, I guess you can look at our success from this year and see how that turned out. But, yeah.
What's it like to have a receiver like Cam to throw to?
Oh, it's great. It doesn't have to be near as a good pass for it to be a completion. And also, I can throw it for 2 yards, and he can get me a 100-yard pass touchdown.
Little yards after catch. But they add up.
Yeah, 11 for 13 last week, Stormy, 188 yards and 4 touchdowns. How many of those did Doug? Let's see, I should know the answer to that. I think Cam caught 5 last week for 82, so 82 of the 188 was to him.
Yeah, he's one of my main targets when they usually have a guy that is over top of him, and they have a guy that's guarding the man, too. But it hasn't really slowed us down that much this year. And when they do that, we have other receivers that are open.
Tell us about your other receivers, because we want Cam. His head is starting to swell a little bit over there, yeah. All this praise.
Blake Russell, he's a senior. He's really solid. He had 3 touchdowns last week, I think. He's really fast. And then we have Will Heitch, hasn't got as much action. He's a senior as well. He's pretty solid. And Logan Ardozzi, that's our running back, he also goes in the slot, and he's real fast. He's a good target to throw to.
Tell us how Logan has fit into the offense. He came in as a freshman. He had Darius James last year. Was all world, and we met him here right in those chairs last year. Tell us how Logan's fit into the offense.
Logan has definitely opened up the pass game for us. I know it all starts with the line, a really good line. But, Logan, he's really fast. He had a run against Waverly where he just outran the whole team. I think it was probably like a 50 or 60-yard touchdown run. And he's a really talented sophomore. He's going to be even better in the years to come.
Tell us about your offensive line. Without the big boys up front, would you have scored on that running touchdown last week without that block?
Oh, no, definitely not. We have a huge line. I mean, they're all taller than I am pretty much, and it's huge. And like Coach Hughes said, it's one of the biggest lines we've ever had at Fairview.
That's got to be comforting as a quarterback. Look up and got five hosses in front of you.
Oh, it feels great. And, they're smart, too. They call out blitzes. They make my job a lot easier where I can only have to worry about the coverage in the pass.
Is Cam, are you jealous you didn't have that line last year?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Cam Harris-Lusk and Brock Harris, they're two of the Fairview Yellow Jackets here with us tonight, along with Coach Chris Hughes. Cam, you've got Sycamore tomorrow night. It's a big regional game, both teams 2-0 in the region. Tell us about their team and what kind of challenges does their defense present to you all to score on offense?
Well, their offense, they have their dude, running back. He's, I think, top 10 in the state at rushing yards, and he's their dude, he's their Waldo, and I feel like if we stop them, then I think we got to come out fast. These past couple of weeks, we've been coming out pretty slow. So,
why do you think that is?
I guess because
Coach is listening. He's listening hard.
Well, the teams that we beat before were the ones that we came out slow to. So there's kind of like, there's no motivation there. But now that we come out slow, they score on us, and we're playing from behind. That we know that we got to pick our game up.
Now, are you playing? You're playing safety on defense along with your offense as well.
Yes, sir. I'm like pretty much. He's quarterback of offense, and I'm quarterback of defense for the DB, so I make the reads, the calls for other DBs.
So you don't come out of the game very often, then?
No, sir. I'm also punting, too, so.
What is crapping?
How many punts did you have to kick this year?
I think I've punted a total of 4 punts.
Because I was going to say, Coach Hughes does not strike me as the type of coach that would punt under any circumstance.
So, yeah, that's how, like, we punted 4 times all year, so. And most of it's if we get pinned back inside the 20, so.
Sounds good. What about – do you play defense also?
I do. When someone comes out, I do. I haven't played that much. I started one game, and it was because I don't really like covering. I just like playing the run game. But it's good to have people to go out for me on defense so I can just focus on offense.
So you like covering, but now you know how hard it is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's difficult.
What have you learned as a quarterback playing, cornerback or safety about receiving? What helps you out as a
I know the coverages a lot better since I've played defense. I know how defense is disguised coverages. So when I'm taking a snap, I can look and I can tell what defense is out there and what they drop to and what areas are going to be open.
Fairview number 5 in the state this week, Stormy in AAA, and they go try to keep that record clean as they go to Sycamore tomorrow. Guys, 2 weeks ago, you had a tough game against Camden, 21-14. We kept looking at that score back and forth, and whereas the other ones, except for Waverly, that was a good game, too. But tell us about the Camden game, and do you think you come out of a game like that, especially when you win, does that help prepare you, think, for, pressure situations that you're obviously going to see in the future, particularly when you get to the playoffs?
Oh, yes, sir. We came out very slow. I think their first drive was 13 or 14 plays and just pounded at us, and then halftime came, and our coaches made adjustments. And after halftime, we came out and our defense made a stop, and we scored, and we had every stop from there on out, and we just rolled with it, and our offense came out and put 21 points up, and that kind of ended it there.
Well, did the coaches have any paint come off the wall at halftime, or was it just business as usual at halftime?
They kept calm, I think they knew that the change that they were going to make was going to settle it, and it sure did.
That's good. Let me ask this, and we discussed this. Now we're in September. This is actually the first cool day we've had. How was it playing in August and practicing and all that heat? How, Brock, you start?
Uh,
Well, I like the heat better than the cold. The cold is not for me.
There you go. I like that too.
Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, we were talking about I lived in Vermont. I remember we played a game around this time. It was like one of our last games in middle school, maybe a little bit earlier, and it was snowing and I think around 2 or 3 degrees.
I was
about to die.
Yeah, I don't want any of that either.
I like the heat. I know it's gonna be a little cold tomorrow, so I'm definitely gonna dress warm.
I don't think it's going to be cold. It's
you may want to take your heater with you.
Terry, I got to tell him, Terry. I'm missing you in the press box, but tomorrow night
it's okay.
Like, Terry would have had, if it's 50 degrees, he'd have a heater up there.
When it's 20 and you don't have my heater, you're going to
I got a heater I can bring, but we don't need to bake biscuits when it's 50 degrees outside.
Cam, I lost my train of thought.
I got you, didn't I?
Y'all are 5-1 now, obviously doing a good job. What would you say, everybody has room for improvement, though. What do you think, in your opinion, is the area of improvement most right now for Fairview? That's needed, I'm sorry.
I'd say probably our defense. The beginning of the year, we weren't where we need to be, and we're still not where we need to be, but we have a lot of room for improvement right there.
All right, now you're a senior. What are your plans after graduation? Do you know yet?
I want to play college football.
How are your grades?
Pretty good, A's and B's.
There you go. Do you have somewhere you'd like to play specifically?
I would love to play at Austin Peay. That's where my brother goes, and that's...
You know, there's a graduate right there.
Well, you know, we've got Jarrell Wilson from Centennial.
Jarrell. Woo woo. Right on his woo woo.
That'd be good. How about you, Brock? What do you want to do after graduation?
I want to attend Austin Peay. That's where my mom went to school.
Really?
And I want to major in nursing or pre-med.
Very good.
I would ask you what year she graduated, but I know it was probably 30 years after I did, so we won't get into that. Well, that's great. Join me two young men here tonight. It's Brock Harris and Kim Harris-Lusk, and they've got a big game tomorrow night at Sycamore. Help me. Thank you very much. And they're number 5 in the state this week. So any words of wisdom before we get Coach Chris back over here?
No, we need to take a top-of-the-hour break. Let's take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back. Keelan, go ahead and do the top-of-the-hour break. 2 minutes, and we'll come back with our last segment here at Coach's Corner. It's Stroud's Barbecue.
Tom A. Productions is hoping you're enjoying today's broadcast. For over 20 years, Tom A. Productions has been putting your logo on any type of product that you can imagine. Whether it be school attire, corporate wear, golf hats, calendars, magnets, you name it, we do it. Don't hesitate. Call Tom A. Productions today at 615-309-8089 and let us help you promote your logo. That's Tom A. Productions, 615-309-8089.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
This is Jeff Smith, Senior Vice President for Franklin Synergy Bank. At Franklin Synergy, we're very thankful to be a part of this community. We have a strong desire to see our friends and neighbors succeed and prosper. If you are thinking about building a new home or expanding your business, or you just need a strong and stable financial institution to call your hometown bank, call or stop by one of our 6 locations across Williamson County and talk with us. We know this community like no other bank. Franklin Synergy Bank. People you know, people you trust.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, President of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Well, good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell along with Terry Merrill, Coach Chris Hughes of the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Boy, we had a good time tonight. Brock Harris and Cam Lusk Harris are still here. They're enjoying some more of the Stroud. Looks like I think they're up there working on some banana pudding right now, some extra drinks, and that is good. Here, before we go any further, we have the middle school Battle Franklin going on right now at Grassland. Freedom Intermediate playing Grassland in the junior Battle of Franklin, which the kids from Freedom, they go to Centennial, and the kids from Grassland come to Franklin. So it's kind of a precursor to what we're doing tomorrow.
Kind of a Battle of Franklin week, you'd say.
It is.
We've got the big one tomorrow night. annual at Franklin.
Yeah, I know Coach Hughes is in a really good mood. We got him a real nice article on the paper we sent today. He bought some gorgeous T-shirts, and Terry looked good in that hat. I look good in that hat. My melon-shaped head, with this hair, I'm just, why mess up a good thing?
I will wear this hat with pride, I guarantee.
And Johnny said earlier, he said, I hope he brings caps. I want a new cap. So Johnny got to take care of. So we're in great shape. Coach, it's always great to have you here. If we could just get you to open up a little bit and not.
This is like my fifth favorite place to go almost.
And we know you're not coming to see us, right? The barbecue is a little bit of a lure, right?
If you ever have it somewhere besides Stroud's, y'all have trouble getting me to come up, right?
Well,
better keep giving me some free food.
You and a bunch of other coaches, I got to tell you, they go, nope, we're not coming.
Well, tell it like it is.
You still doing the show? I thought you had, stepped away. It's just from the commentary.
He wanted me to help him do the show on Thursday night, so I'm here. I'm in town.
I needed help. I wanted.
Awesome, though. First
of all,
Marcus was trying to work his way in.
No. Young Marcus takes Kill the Color commentary on Friday nights. Terry enjoys
the radio. Okay.
He enjoys his recliner.
And you say Terry has got a face for radio? Is that what you're saying?
We all in here have a face for radio.
Oh, I'm a lot better on the radio.
On Friday night, I can keep up with you, Chris, and everybody
He helps send us different scores from different regions. And
Terry can't be limited to one game of the week.
No.
He has all games.
Yes, right. He has his foot in all corners of Williamson County.
We have fun every time Chris comes. Chris, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about your new principal at Fairview High School, our good friend Kurt Jones.
Dr. Jones, Mr. Independence. Yes, he's down there and doing good things. And I'm so happy to have. I don't know if y'all know this, but backstory with Dr. Jones is when Jason Eubanks was at Independence, he was the assistant coach, and when I would finish my middle school job at Fairview, I would go up and help Jason and just do whatever he needed as far as coaching goes. Sometimes I work receivers, running backs, put in a trick play or two and help him, whatever Jason wanted me to do. But Kurt was on that staff, so I got to know Dr. Jones there. He wasn't Dr. Jones then, he was Kurt, but he is now Dr. Jones.
He and Kevin Dyson.
There's a lot of doctors around.
There's a lot of books.
I'm never sick, you know.
Well, I talked to Kurt in the past, year or 2 years. He was working on his PhD, and man, he sweated bullets over that thing. He worked really hard. And you got a good man over there, and I know the kids like him and the staff as well.
Well, and the good thing about him, he's very buttoned up, got everything together, very organized, he's professional, but he's also very supportive of our athletic programs.
And
he pours into it, and I like him, I always give you all that poor Fairview. Nobody even knows Williamson County. We're out there where nobody knows. And he's fighting the good fight for us. So all those friends that he's made and connections he has, hopefully, we'll be able to get some nicer things there and some things that we need so that our kids can achieve, like Franklin and Brentwood and everybody.
Well, speaking of that, I know...
You want to talk about turf fields? Is that what you want to talk about?
You're not only you're a great coach and a better-than-average quarterback, you're a mind reader extraordinaire. Go right ahead. Speak.
Well, I mean, those turf fields look nice. We've got some uneven grass that we get to play on. I'm not going to complain.
Wait a minute. Plus, it has been raining cats and dogs in the last 7 days. Are y'all playing...
We canceled our freshman game today because we would have had to have a swim meet. So it was and I didn't think we could swim better than Dixon, or I would have went ahead and played that game. We're trying to reschedule. The rain this week has been crazy.
It has been.
And it's cooling down, and there's a lot of things going on. But, and I joke about that, but like I tell everybody, we're so fortunate in Fairview to have what we have, and Williamson County is very supportive. It is good to see all these schools to get these turf fields, and, it motivates me. We got to play on Page's turf field.
Yep.
I was hoping we would have the first win there. We didn't get it.
How did y'all like that field? How'd you
that
boys?
That was a great field. It was awesome.
We were there Friday night after that deluge.
It was awesome. Dr. Jones enjoyed it. Only thing we didn't like was the score.
Yeah.
We lost by a touchdown, but it was a great field and a great atmosphere. And, we're trying to schedule another team maybe next year in the county that has turf. We're in talks with different people, so we'll see. We've talked to Nolensville. We've talked to Donnie over at Franklin. So there's a lot. I'd love to have a Franklin Fairview. If we can work it out, there's some details to work out.
And you've already got a plan lined up to play Ravenwood again.
Yep.
Here, what, in
we
two
do.
Weeks, three
they
weeks?
Don't have turf fields. So,
I know.
But we are going to Ravenwood, and Coach Daniels does a great job. And, man, Ravenwood Ravenwood is really good. I mean, so it's a battle for us. But you know what? We're like those teams playing us. When we go to Ravenwood, if we win, we can let it all hang out there too because we have nothing to lose.
Well, you know, and those games are good for the county, I think, because yeah. Page played Ravenwood.
They did.
And we've got, and you know, you play Page, of course. And we got two or three of those that are played annually. But, and, you know, even though you're in different classes, but y'all gave them a great football game last year over your place. But that's good for the county. It gets everybody talking, excited. So I assume you're for those type of matchups when you can get them? I mean, within reason.
I'm for winning, and it's hard to win against those teams when you're 3A. But here's the thing. Jeremy Qualls is for those games, and he thinks that it makes us relevant. He said, you know, one of the things about being at Fairview is if you don't play those other county teams, you aren't relevant. You're a smaller school that they don't know is really good. But if you play those teams and give Ravenwood a scare, which is what we did last year,
exactly,
people recognize. And they say, what in the world happened? And you can say Ravenwood played bad, or you can say Fairview played good. You can look at it two ways. So I'm looking forward to some of those. I just don't want to have enough of those because the depth with our kids,
mm-hmm.
I can't afford to lose one or two kids.
No.
And, you know, we don't have 112 kids on that.
Yeah. Talk about the population growth over in Fairview and the growth of the school. Is the enrollment at Fairview High School continuing to grow each year? And along with that, would you ever see the day when you all would maybe move up to 4A based on the growth of the school?
I do think it's coming. I think we're still a few years away. I think right now we're at about 650. So we're well under the 3A number. And we have 350 home development going up. But I think it's still years away from being completed. So I think when that happens and all the growth comes, but this is what is happening. People are moving to Fairview. Like,
yeah.
It used to be a secret. Now, in Williamson County, it is so populated that they're having to come out to the edges. You know, that's why Pages went to 5A.
Yep.
Now you're going to see, you know, Rudderville is all of a sudden grown. You know, they're big. And so they're two classes above us. We play Greenbrier, who's a class above us. We play next year, we're hoping to get Dixon County, who's a 6A school. We play Ravenwood as a 6A. So I don't, non-region doesn't matter to me, Terry. I want competition. I want somebody we can compete against and something that we can be, you know, get out of there healthy, but at the same time have a real good competition and get us ready for the playoffs.
Speaking about it, let me tell you, last night at dinner table, my daughter and her husband live in Columbia. Got a new grandson, by the way. I'll sign autographs later. You're welcome. And they said, you know, we don't want to go. Colton's only 2 months old. But we don't want him to go to school in Columbia. No offense to Columbia, but
right.
private school, their only option down there. And I'm going, I'm not paying for that. And she says, well, we're already looking at houses in Fairview.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I thought, you better believe.
Is it a grandson?
Grandson.
Oh, he's going to play for me.
Yes, his dad, Dylan Maddles, played for Franklin. He's right now, Dylan, 6'2", 240.
Are you trying to set me up with some illegal recruiting right
no,
now?
No, no.
I feel like you're setting me up.
I'm not setting you up. I'm just telling you, they're not coming to Centennial.
you know, just across that Spring Hill line, there's Summit, there's Independent, there's some good schools in Williamson County.
I know, but they're talking about Fairview. Because,
well, it's God's country. We got Bowie Nature Park.
I'm telling you.
If you ever come to Fairview, you'll want to stay there.
I've come to Fairview many a time.
Chris, if you look, just kind of peep at Region 5, you know, I know you take one game at a time, but, you know, down the road, there are
Terry's going to pip, he's going to butt over here.
Charm and I can talk about it. We can talk ahead. But last year, you lost to Pearl Cone in the quarterfinals. If you look at it, East Nashville's undefeated. Pearl Cone's good again. Johns County. What do you see, you know, in a similar fashion? You see pretty much the same group of teams that you'll be facing off with in the playoffs when you get there?
I see Region 5.